Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Brennan Sinone, Ben Koch. And it's TJ month. Once again, cheers. National Bourbon Day as well.
And happy belated birthday as well.
You guys gave me the night off for my birthday. It's very much appreciated.
You're welcome.
National Bourbon.
That was my present to you.
TJ month, National Bourbon Day, day after birthday. It was Ben's anniversary last week.
Yes.
Nothing for Brendan. There's literally no reason for Brendan to even be here.
My anniversary. Brendan,
well, I was expecting the internet to just go out right there.
That was kind of open for that. And great.
God was like, lightning strike, you're out. So there's a storm. If Brendan drops off, then, you know, it was meant to be. TJ month continues. National Bourbon Day. What does the most important holiday of the year mean to you guys?
An excuse to drink multiple pours of bourbon and get into the good stuff and be like, oh, it's a holiday. That's what it means to me.
You going to drink anything after the show? Like, do you have anything lined up? Did you have anything? Have you drank anything recently? Did you drink last night for my birthday?
I did. I finished the Kobe Bryant bottle.
Did you read the chat?
I just want to choose my words carefully with that sentence because that wasn't intentional.
Kobe Bryant bottle?
Oh, chilled.
You did give me a say. That wasn't really what I was going for. I just wanted to restart it. Good thing this isn't live.
It is live.
This is live.
But check the chat. So, Ben, have you had anything recently? Did you drink anything for National Bourbon Month yesterday? Where are you at?
Good question. So I had a buddy in town who was in from California. I hadn't seen him like a year and a half or whatever. So we did a pretty decent tour around my collection. We did Michter's 10 Rye, Midwinter Nights Dram. We did both of the Elijah Craig picks from Tommy. And I think, of course, we did our pick. I mean, top dollar.
Classic banger.
Yeah. Easily the best.
Was he impressed?
He was a guest, and he was absolutely the most impressed just being a guest, just in general. And then we did a little bit of Old Forester barrel strength. Yeah.
You know, I was looking for, I forget which night it was. I think the night that the Lightning won. So was that Saturday night? I was looking for something good. To just kind of like celebrate the Lightning making another Stanley Cup final. I was looking for that barrel strength rye that we were sent. I couldn't find it. Did you steal that from me? That Old Forester.
What do you mean?
We were sent samples of that. To kill off.
I couldn't find it. I couldn't find the sample of it anywhere.
Did he send three samples or two?
Three.
Okay. Then I have one, but mine, it's gone. Rip. No.
Mine is alive, but somewhere gone. So rest in peace to that, too. Okay, let's get into TJ month, round number two. Last month, absolute banger.
Last week.
Oh, yeah, last week. Sorry. Just for a reminder, if you guys...
Also, sorry, but banger. Reminder. I hardly know where...
Yeah, I was going to say reminder. I
barely know. That was a good one, too.
That was all right. What did we drink last month? Last week, sheesh.
Last week Maker was the first
cannoli.
Oh, I do remember. Oh, okay.
Spoiler alert.
Really, really good. Hey, so I poured Ben a sample of this tonight, and I poured a full 2-ounce sample. He's like, oh, 2-ounce sample. This must be crap if you gave me that much. And then I was like, not quite. Yeah. Last week's was really, really good. So,
That's true. And one that might be hard to find again. It's limited release. It won't always be like that.
So this week we have round number two coming up. If you guys will go turn your headphones down, turn your volume down, take your headphones, whatever you guys have to do, I will explain what we're drinking tonight. You guys both good? You good? We're good? Good, 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 good. Okay, you look great. All right, guys, we are drinking a special one. I almost just grabbed the bottle and put it on screen, but let me cover my mouth real quick. We are drinking a J.W. Kelly Single Barrel Select Bourbon. This is double oaked. I don't want to give away any hints. It's 109 proof. It's a straight bourbon whiskey. It's really, really good. I enjoy this a ton. And hopefully these guys do. I first had this with my buddy Johnny, who we've talked about on the podcast a couple of times. Again, this is a single barrel. This, to me, was one of the most unique things that I've ever had. I don't love it as much as I did back in the day, but it's really, really unique, really, really different. I get a ton of chocolate notes on it. So we'll see if they pick that up or not. Because I loved this, I ended up buying it online and paying extra for shipping, which I thought was unnecessary, but I've done a pretty good job on it and, you know, kind of crushed this bottle. So I'll show it to you and show you how little's left here in a little bit. But J.W. Kelly, single barrel bourbon. I think there's no way that they pick this or guess it, but we'll see. We'll see if they kind of get lucky tonight and where they're at. And while we're on that subject real quick, I will tell you guys about Gramco. Gramco has partnered with us and the entire Roll-Up Network. You can go to thegramco.com, have a couple of gummies, have a some of the wake-and-bake coffee, opposite time than when you're going to probably drink the bourbon, but it is thegramco.com. Bourbon 25 will save you 25%. Appreciate them. Appreciate their support. And let's bring the guys back. You guys can come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. So...
Heyo,
you know what we're drinking?
We are back.
No, normally you do a one-on-one point of view kind of deal from just the person talking's perspective.
I was singing.
I kind of forgot.
It's okay. Forgot.
I see how it is. When it's you, it's everyone. It's a team game. But when it's me, it's just spotlights on me.
I mean, I would have rather more spotlight than on me. So, no, it definitely, okay. I did. It kind of, can we go? Can I just say it all again? Can you mute again?
I appreciate your transparency.
You're welcome.
I zoomed in specifically just on TJ.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. Let's jump into this. Mm-hmm. Start with the nose.
I'm struggling with it. In the sense that there's a lot going on here, and I think I ultimately like the nose. I get like a lot of vanilla, a creaminess, like almost like a birthday cake. So maybe
happy birthday
TJ. Yeah. But there's also like, so it's very mango-y, which I usually kind of associate like with that vibrant stone fruit, like a younger or at least a different element, not a traditional bourbon. And there's also like it's like a birthday, a mango birthday cake that someone dropped in dirt and dusted off and still tastes good. There's like a little dirty note to it. It's like tobacco, maybe. It's like very earthy quality. So there's a lot going on here that I'm trying to wrap my brain around.
I get like a very like sweet, artificial sweet kind of like fruit, almost like an artificial like strawberry flavor.
Okay, I can see that.
Very sugary.
Like a strawberry cream frosting kind of deal, maybe?
I'm not getting
cream. I like that cream that you
Yeah, I guess. I guess strawberry cream, but like very, like almost like Pop-Tart strawberry.
Oh, yeah, you know? I can see that.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like actual cream or actual strawberry.
What about just... Wildberry? Remember Wildberry with the purple on it?
What a garbage flavor that is.
What?
Yeah,
Wildberry that's a top five flavor.
Isn't completely overrated flavor. It goes strawberry, and then s'mores, and then there are literally no other flavors.
S'mores is gross. S'mores is
that's a lie. So the Oreo's good too, but s'mores is amazing. S'mores is amazing.
S'mores tastes like ass. It's awful.
It's in the top two.
Oh, how much ass you been eating, dude?
That's another podcast for another time.
Booty on a budget.
I don't think you want to go skimp on that, on the pricing on those.
Oh my goodness. Chat, please. Okay, so I think the nose, Brendan mentioned this, it's all over the place. I don't think it's super cohesive. I do think it's complex. I get you were talking about some fruitiness. I definitely get the vanilla caramel. A little bit of like a baking spice. I don't know if it's a cinnamon or whatever, but I get a little bit of spice on it. I get kind of the creaminess, and I think I'll probably go more in depth on what I'm tasting on this one more so than any of the other four this or the other three this month, because I just think there's no way that you guys guessed this. Like, I don't even think you've both heard of it before, but I don't, it's not like I'm guessing this is going to be really interesting to see. Like, it's definitely a one-off, right? But sure. So I'll go a little more into it. But yeah, almost like a butteriness, like a almost like a Yeah, like a, I don't know. I like when you said creamy. I kind of get like a creme brulee on the nose with some strawberry and some cinnamon on top. That's, but it like, it's not super cohesive. Like it's kind of all over the place, but it is very complex. So like it'll score high there on the nose, but not as great on the other side.
You know, when I opened up the bottle initially, TJ, like earlier today, when you told me which one it was going to be, and I just gave it a little sniff, and the first thing I thought of was like a very velvety smoothness to it. So kind of, I guess, kind of falls in line with the buttery, with the creaminess. Like there's this, it's dense yet delicate at the same time. So yeah, good nose, interesting nose, different nose,
Very unique. All right, taste. Have you? Ben's been tasting a little bit. I think Ben's been.
Tasting. I've been drinking a lot of this.
Tasting it, I barely know it.
Oh wow, Ben is enjoying it clearly.
Yeah, this bottle was full. Okay, so I get like an outrageous amount of like lemon, cinnamon, apple, a lot of apple. Like it's weird. Like it's like apple and lemon, but it's not like a Buffalo Trace apple and lemon.
Green apple, more sour.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a bitterness to it.
Oh, I like the bitterness there. I'll let you go, and then I'll come in with some thoughts. But what do you think, Brendan?
So Ben with the apples got me now. Yeah, it's tart. Very the same sugar element that Ben mentioned on the nose. I'm getting a lot of like confectioner sugar on the palate. Very sweet. So again, it's hitting some complexity notes here, right? With the tartness and the sweet. But other than like those like broader tasting notes, I'm struggling to pick out other elements of it. So I'll go back to this, TJ, but if you want to kind of give me your opinion on what you're tasting there.
Good. Yeah, I'm definitely getting some the bitter notes that you talk about, which is different, but I do get a lot of, like you said, the sweetness, almost like in a chocolatey
dark way. Chocolate is what I just got. Yeah. It's like a dark chocolate. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Bitter dark chocolate. Like that. You know, when you taste true dark chocolate that hasn't been, you know, not out of the Hershey's wrapper, you do kind of get that cacao, bitterness. So anyway, that's the biggest thing that I pull away from it. Lemon's an interesting one. That was not something I originally got. But again, we talk about power suggestion and we talk about how different things might end up tasting like something else. So that's one that I don't think is crazy by any means. It's not something I necessarily would have picked out, but in kind of mentioning it, I can vibe with that a little bit.
I think it's crazy. Yeah. Ben, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
That's valid.
You're crazy, girl. You seen that on a little
where's that from?
Jeez. Instagram reels. You're crazy, girl.
Oh yeah.
They put it on all kind of videos. Karen, I say that all the time now. So anyway, all right, finish. And okay, so I'll back up. A lot of that bitter chocolate, like kind of to me, comes in on the finish too. So like my tasting notes for that kind of blend over into it. So, all right, I'll let you guys go. Brandon?
So, with the flavor initially, I feel like it's a pretty low proof. I think I guess we'll get to what we're guessing, what the proof's going to be in a little bit. But where I get that spice and that burn is on the finish. It is maybe it's because I haven't had a bunch of bourbon lately, but I'm getting a pretty good kick from the finish. Very barrel spice-y, and there's a lot of astringent woodiness to it as well. There's a lot going on in the finish. It kicks pretty hard. Ben?
Yeah, I think this is kind of where I'm getting more of the cinnamon taste for me. I think cinnamon comes in like strong at the end. And so I think I'm just picking up on that spice, that brand.
Did he cut out? He looks like the devil.
Yeah, look at his eyes. They're like horrible.
Do you take a screenshot? I'll do it real quick.
Yeah, I got it.
Right, very good.
Okay. Oof.
All right. Can we remove him and bring him back?
Yeah.
Well.
Just when it was getting good, Ben.
What's crazy is like my internet's still working and stuff. So, all right. Did you talk about the you mentioned the finish a little bit?
I mentioned the finish, and Ben said cinnamon spice, and you know what? I agree. Ben said, "Are we on?"
I'm kind of getting that a little bit. Oh, Ben's back. All right. Yeah, you just totally froze. There? You just paused, huh? And you were like, "You just paused."
Oh,
like everything.
You an image of how you paused, Ben.
Yeah, you looked ridiculous.
It was horrifying. Yeah, Jason just chimed in. He said, "That's creepy as hell."
You're was gracious. It not, Jason? He looked like the devil.
I don't know. I went all.
All right, so you were saying cinnamon spice.
Yeah, a lot of cinnamon spice.
What's that cheap internet you have?
That's true. But I don't get a whole lot of like it's not off-putting to me. Like, there's not a whole lot going on, but it's not like, oh, I don't want to keep drinking this. Mm. It's more of just like, okay, a lot of cinnamon, some spice. This kind of like, it makes me think that it's rye, but I don't think it is. Like, I feel like it's like a, maybe it's a finished rye or a bourbon. I don't know. This is a little...
I don't think it's a rye.
The nose is so funky to me.
It's either really, really young or really, really old. And I can't.
I don't think it's really young. I don't get young vibes at all.
I think it's young and high proof, but we'll get into
it. I think it's not young and low proof.
Well, you're an idiot.
I think we're like, it's 1 year old
and 175 proof. No, I agree. I pick up some of the same things you guys mentioned. More woody on the finish, more oaky than any other part of it. More of the spice comes in, kind of the spice from the nose. When I talked about the nose being complex but not cohesive, I think the rest of the drink does end up staying pretty cohesive to what it is and does a little bit better. But I do get some of that spice that I got on the front part of the nose. Like we talked about, like that kind of that bitter chocolate carries over into the finish. I do like the finish. I think it holds on fairly well. I don't want to give too much away with like a proof, but I think it the finish does well. No matter what the proof is, I think it holds on enough, and you guys will find out kind of what it is when it gets there.
I think the proof is not high.
I think you just made it seem like the proof is not high based on that hint, Ben. So I may have to recalibrate. I think you're right.
I feel like it's 98. Do what you think. That wasn't a very good hint.
Do what you want.
It could have been a misleading hint. All right. So you guys want to rate this thing? Let's start with that.
Yeah.
Let's start with a rating, and then we'll go into guessing. I'll tell you guys what it is. We'll do value, and then we'll get the heck out of here. If you're watching, if you're listening, if you could, hit the share button, hit the retweet button, like it, or subscribe wherever you are. We'd appreciate it. Tag a friend. Always kind of a fun thing to do. Happy National Bourbon Day. We appreciate you guys hanging out. We love the interaction. Getting more and more interaction on social media. People are tagging us when they're drinking, putting stuff on their Instagram stories, tagging us on Twitter when they're drinking something. They'll reply to it. We really enjoy seeing that, commenting on that. People ask us our thoughts. People ask if we've had something. Somebody DM'd me today and said, "Have you had this?" I said, "It was underwhelming." Kind of avoid it, but thank you guys for the interaction. We really do appreciate it. Share it in one of your whiskey groups. And you guys, everybody's in whiskey groups of like 5 billion people. So, all right, 2 points for the nose, 4 for the taste, 1 for the finish, 1 for cohesiveness and complexity, 2 for value. We'll do value at the very end after you guys guess incorrectly what is going on with this bottle. 2 points for the nose. Where are you at, Brendan?
I'm going to go with a 1.25, above average. It's nice. It's just a little, there's some weird things going on with it too. It's a little funky. I appreciate the funkiness. I think it's solid. I don't think I can go much higher than that. Ben?
I do not like this nose. Yeah. Oh, wow. I think the nose is not good. It's like such a aspartame strawberry.
Honestly, I love Diet Coke, so aspartame. For
me. Oh, jeez. Okay, so I'm going like 0.75 on this. This is 0.75.
I think Brendan's spot on. I think the nose is the weakest part of this drink. Ben's right too, but I still like the nose. It's slightly above average. It's the worst part of the drink, or the worst part of the pour, yeah. I guess, because you're not drinking it. So Ben's logic's right. His score is just a little low for me. 1.25. Taste, 4 points there. Ben.
I'm going 275. This is not blowing me away as much as other things that we've drank. So I got to rein it in here a little bit. 275.
Brendan?
I'm closer to Ben. Actually, it'd be a little bit lower, but I'm going to go 2.25. It's above average, the taste. It's not bad. It's just it kind of tastes like it tastes like bourbon. It's fine. It's fine.
Wow.
It's enjoyable, but nothing that I'm going to.
I knew by bringing out that banger last week that you guys would just crucify this. You couldn't let me have 2 good weeks in a row.
You did. Well, you set a pretty high bar.
I knew that would be the case.
I love the cannoli. It's great. Now,
I think I'm pretty close to Ben. I was kind of fighting between a 275 and a 3. But I do like this, right? I picked it. I think it's good. I think it's pretty far above average, but I'll go three. It's not like a, you know, last week I had a 3.5 on Maker's Cannoli. I mean, it's a step down from that. But I mean, there's a reason I like this. So 3.5 or 3.3 even. Finish. Brendan, you can start this one.
0.5. It's a fine finish to me. It's got a nice little woody spice and just baking spice to it, little kick there, but it's not remarkable beyond that to me.
Ben.
Yeah, I think I'll go with the same.
I'm going 0.75 here. The finish is my favorite part, where it kind of bleeds from the taste to the finish of that chocolate,
cacao
flavor. Yeah, that I like a lot. So I like this finish. I think it holds on pretty well. 0.75. Cohesiveness and complexity. I'll go here because I don't think it gives any away. I'll go 0.75. I think it is pretty complex. I think it's slightly cohesive from start to finish. 0.75.
I'm in total agreement for the same exact reason, TJ. 0.75 for me as well.
0.25.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
Very complex. Not super cohesive, but
I mean, I don't know. If I just put a bunch of like random characters together in a password, I'm like, oh, it's super complex. But like,
that's literally the definition of complex.
That's how you should do it.
Just a bunch of random crap.
That was an excellent description of the word complex.
Just saying, it's a bunch of random crap, you know. Complex takes thought.
My man literally came up with a definition and then doesn't think that takes thought. Ben is at a 4.25. I am at a 5.75. And Brendan's splitting the difference. Oh, no, he's not. 4.75. So we all have it as above average. Some of us a little more than others. Heading Homer. Into value.
Full point more than the second place. It's ridiculous.
This is an above average bourbon.
Okay, what did Brendan? What did Brendan give us?
Thing we've revealed.
Hold on, let's back this up a little bit.
You're not gonna get what you're looking for. I guarantee you. Brendan Munn started with
17. Above average thing I've ever seen.
Oh, the Wild Turkey 17 is delicious, though. You guys are way out of line on that.
That sucked. Okay. What's the type? Let's do some guessing. I can at least make myself feel good because you guys will blow it on this. I mean, I guess price you might do well because
there's
only so happy much birthday, price TJ. Your bourbon sucks.
Sorry, your party sucks, Jesus. Sorry. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Where do you go first?
It's type. A bourbon. It's a bourbon. Maybe it's a finished bourbon. I guess I can't differentiate. I was going to go standard bourbon is what I will guess with.
I feel like this is like a finished American whiskey.
Oh,
like a finished American, like a single malt or a whiskey. It's something weird with this thing, man.
To it, which is usually I get like peach like note with malty.
Like an American whiskey on malt. This. This is not
like a light whiskey, maybe. Yeah. It's not strong enough to be
it's not a light whiskey. It's like a, I feel like it's an American whiskey. It's just not typical. Anyway, TJ?
Proof.
Proof. I'm going 98.
Ben's going 98. I'll go 105.
Are you going 98 because you think you know what it is, and what you think you know what it is 98, or is that just where your vibe is?
I have no idea what this is, but I'm going 98.
Price. Brendan, you go first on this one.
$50.
$59.99.
$60 and $50. And then what is it?
So I said bourbon, but I really have no idea like what kind of bourbon it could be. So I'll hedge my bet here. I think maybe like an American Prairie finished bourbon. That's what I'll guess. Finished American Prairie.
I feel like this would be like a Chattanooga if they came out with an American whiskey. Yeah. I don't know. I really have no idea here. Like the nose is so funky. So yeah, I'm gonna go with like a Chattanooga finished whiskey because I get a lot of lemon, and that's what I picked up from them last time. So,
okay, well, you guys missed it on everything. Actually, Brendan got price wasn't too bad. You guys kind of split the difference on price. You did get it right that it was a bourbon. You know that one of the samples Brendan is a rye just from getting into it last week.
And two of the samples are ryes. I can tell. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Anyway,
continue. No, you know what? I take that back. I lied. Continue.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I need to look that up because I don't remember what the other one is. Let's look at my.
I know what one of them is. I know.
Focus on what this is.
Oh, two R. Figure rides. Out. What yeah, you're right.
I know which. I know which one this is already. Spoiler alert.
You know that one.
Yeah. Anyway, I've never even had it before. I know what it is.
What is this one?
Don't can ruin get, it for Ben. Like, don't give.
I can't get points.
I don't know what okay. that is.
You can text if you can text me on a side is. Text right now.
Okay.
If you text me on a side text, either confirm nor deny, but you will get bonus points. Okay. It's a bourbon. This is a straight bourbon. Today is National Bourbon Day. There was no way that I could go with a rye on National Bourbon Day. We don't have a main show. Like,
relax.
You did. You said it was American whiskey. You went over one so far.
Okay. Brutal, Brendan. Ben.
Didn't say rye. Continue.
I'm not confirming or denying. Oh, Brendan, you're wrong. But that's a good guess. That's a really good guess.
Okay. Good to know.
Proof. 109. So Brendan was closer, but 109. You guys have both guessed very low proof.
Drink really
2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks spicy. In a row. Ben guessed 98. Last week's was 111, if I remember correctly. This was 109. So you guys are your palates are.
I guess
way
my
too
palate
strong.
Is just so intense and strong.
I guess 105 proof. So I don't feel like
yeah, you did pretty good. That's pretty good. Within five is good. I think you're two
Ben,
for two.
Ben's embarrassing. You know how to
compare. Valid.
Price between also $50 and $60. The place I found it online was like $55.
Okay.
So I think you guys did well on the price. I've mentioned this before. I don't know if you guys are going to remember it. Ben's had it before, without a doubt.
Okay.
At the old house. This bottle is something that's very unique.
Unique New York.
You guys ready?
It is. Yeah. What do you mean?
This is a bottle of J.W. Kelly single barrel bourbon. It's a double oaked bourbon. Johnny brought this over at one time, and I absolutely loved it. I thought this was fantastic. I thought it tasted like a like just straight chocolate. Like I thought that this
really?
And that's kind of what I'm glad that you picked up on that, Brendan. I'm glad that we were kind of on that at the same time. But yeah, that's it's kind of like got a bitter chocolate note on the finish. I really, really enjoy that. It's one of the most unique things I've ever had. Obviously, as a single barrel, makes it somewhat different. Obviously, they're not all going to be perfect, but I really like this. And so what I told you guys at the beginning, you gave it an above average score. You literally called it above average with your score.
It tastes like chocolate that you 0%. Shared with someone who just ate some ass is what it tastes like. Someone ate some ass, took a bite of the chocolate, and then you got to eat.
So yeah, speaking of aspartame, I like this a ton.
That's what it was.
Faces of two, but her aspartame. Damn it, that wasn't good.
Yeah. That was a plus.
It was okay. I didn't hate it that much.
J.W. Kelly, single average. Barrel. Oh, Brendan's gone. Yes.
Very
yeah,
average.
I mean, your score gave it an average score. So, I mean,
there you go.
Makes sense.
I'm a genius.
Hopefully, Brendan comes back in a minute so we can do value and get out of here.
Value is 0.75. 0.75
value of 0.75.
For value.
0.75.
I wouldn't buy this bottle for what it is.
Let's see. So it's I was at four. So slightly above average. A slightly above average price. Actually, it's more than slightly above average. I don't
cross
know.
Cross it off, Jason.
It was TJ's birthday yesterday. I'll go one. Happy birthday.
Hey, birthday.
Jason, I'm definitely sending you a sample. You can make your own judgment.
Yeah.
Much like Tommy says, these guys' palates are terrible. I'll go with a 125.
Strawberry, lemon.
I don't think it's an overwhelmingly great value by any means. But last week, I gave Maker's Cannoli a 1.5. So this has got to be a smidge down from that. So 1.25. That takes our final scores to Brendan with a 5.75, Ben with a 5 even, and me with a 7 even.
What a homer. That's brutal. Oh, my God.
This was
5,
my
and you were at a 7?
Yeah. I like this better than you.
Clearly.
I mean, to be fair, clearly. Brendan's score is a little more accurate because Ben gave this a 0.25 after describing it as very complex. So I think Brendan's score is a little bit more accurate.
No, there's nothing complex about just banging your keyboard and be like, oh, that's the password. That's not complex. That's just random characters.
No, that's the best way to do a password. Let's 100%
see. So, the best way. Like you just described the best way to do it.
Yeah. I think we all get duds during like I had Old Scout during my month, and that I was at 5.75 and Ben was at 4.5. So even that discrepancy doesn't fall in line with this homerism that is TJ's.
Let me put this in like children's terms. When you guys were kids and y'all were in the lunchroom and they gave you a cup and they told you to go to the soda machine.
You guys had soda?
If you just had a little bit of everything, that's not complex. That's just a bunch of crap.
We called it a suicide.
It's called a suicide. It's just a bunch of crap. That's not complex.
It's delicious.
That's just random crap.
What do you think Dr. Pepper is?
I don't know. I'm shooting Dr. Pepper.
23 different flavors. It's complexity. Right.
Yeah.
Bourbon for every pot. See, Jennifer's a big fan of this.
Thank you, Jennifer. Don't let him off the hook. This was not a good pick.
I think it's Jennifer.
That's how I think that's the most complex way you could have said that.
It's Noe. We know that.
Jennifer.
Oh, that's a plus two.
Noe.
No, I was being serious for once.
What?
But it was Noe. We know that.
It's Noe Jennifer. That's how it goes.
Okay, next week I think you guys will like a little bit. Next week I think you guys will like a little bit better. I kind of told you from the beginning this month. I think I told both of you separately. One was going to be something I really liked. One was going to be something that would make the big board. One is just really unique.
Yeah.
And then the other one could or could not make the big board. It depends on how it hits you. So we'll see. We got a rye or two coming up the next couple of weeks. So see how those go. But they'll do better than this. They'll both score better than this for sure. Any pursuits and purchases before we get out of here?
No, I've had a good back-to-back weeks with the Chattanooga Whiskeys. So I think I'm all set currently for my pursuits and purchases. Been a good couple weeks.
I have a almost pursued, almost purchased. Tommy got a new, it's a Nashville barrel. Am I saying that right? Nashville Barrel? No.
The Nashville Barrel Company or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got one of those picks in and it's been like staring at me. I really want to grab it, but it's $80. I'm just like,
Elliot sent me a rye of theirs maybe like 6 or 7 months ago. And I thought it was really good, but it was also really good.
I've had some of their stuff and it's usually really good.
It was intense. I was newer into rye still at that point. So I don't think I could quite appreciate it. Yeah. But like, I think you could put that up with like an Old Forester like barrel.
Anyway, rye. I've been thinking about it. I don't know if I want to spend $90 on like whiskey right now, but I definitely want to. I'm sure it's good. I'm sure it's really good.
Bourbon on a budget, not bourbon on a $90.
Yeah, bourbon on a baller. Tell you that much.
Baller.
Bourbon on broke. Barely know what it is.
You should just go get it. Stop being a wuss and just go get it.
Whoa.
Spending your money for you, Ben.
On Bourbon Day?
On Bourbon Day. On Bourbon Day. You should drive down there right now.
What about you, TJ? What are you pursuing and purchasing, you big baller, you?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw you tried some Jack Daniel's stuff the other day, the new Jack Daniel's Sour Mash.
That was good.
How was that? Apparently, they were released in Tallahassee, and they were put out on the shelf by accident at ABC.
Okay.
And then, like...
That should not be held back as allocated.
It's not on several shelves.
You need to put it out. There's no, like, accidentally putting that out. That needs to be on the freaking shelf.
I think it's behind the shelf. It's what, I guess it's kind of allocated then. It's like one per customer. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
But people have said the Sour Mash was good. TJ, so you tried the Sour Mash and then the Bottom and Bond from Jack Daniels?
Yeah, so let's add it real quick. I had a fun little time here the other day at Whiskey Cake. I went with Heaven Hill
Bottle and Bond.
All bonded. Say what?
Yeah. Interesting Heaven Hill option. Like, I haven't been too impressed with that bottle.
That's pretty mediocre.
Well, what I wanted was these are all 100 proofs, but they're all pretty different. And so what I wanted was a very down the line, down home plate, 100 proof bourbon that I could bounce other things off of. So that's kind of, this was not impressive, but it was good to kind of reset with a couple of times. Heaven Hill is just okay. This Redwood Empire, this Rock Top Rye, was one of the most unique noses I've ever smelled on a rye ever. Have you had some of the Redwood Empire stuff?
I have a bottle that I'm always looking at because it's on my ground in front of me and I just haven't picked it up. It's their standard bourbon. I think it's the Pipe Dreams. And it's Pipe Dream, super, yeah. Yeah, it's fine. It's super average with a super average price. I think it's MGP juice. It's fine. I've heard good things about some of their higher end stuff, though. I just haven't tried it.
Yeah. Their regular rye is just okay. This one I thought was really, really good. So this was, I was glad to have this. Jack Daniel's Bonded was essentially, yes, the Redwood Empire did, Jason's right. It did slap the other three. It wasn't even close. These are, I don't know. These were not like insane to me. This Triple Mash was kind of malty. Remember when we had the Woodford malt? Nothing like, I mean,
terrible.
That was kind of disgusting to me. This had some of those vibes, but it wasn't like as strong as those other ones. It didn't like kind of make you sick like that Woodford malt did. And then the Jack Daniel's Bonded, it just kind of like tastes like a souped up version of Jack Daniel's. Like instead of like the crappy 80 proof. Yeah. Like better proof, not like light you on fire, like some of the single barrel, you know, store pick releases. They're up at like 130 proof. For $35, I think is what they both are, right? Somewhere around there, $30 to $40.
Yeah.
I think they're both worth it for that. Like I have been trying to cut back just in general, so I haven't purchased anything at all recently. So I'm not gonna just run out and spend $70 on both these bottles. But if I was looking for something new or if I went to ABC and was trying to get some points, I think both of these are worth it to buy.
What if you can only pick one? Either one
blew me away. If I can only pick one, that's a good question. So I probably like the Bonded better, but the Triple Mash was more unique, and it wasn't bad by any means. Like I know that when I say the Woodford, malted, like that was disgusting, and we hated that. And so I hate to like kind of give this or paint this in that light. This was much better than that. It still had some of those Jack Daniels. It was like a Jack Daniels kind of easy drinking, you know, I know Ben hates this smooth with a little bit of malt in there. So I thought it was good. I probably like the Jack Daniels Bonded better, but I might lean towards the Triple Mash if I only could buy one because, you know, its uniqueness might lend me to kind of drink it a little more often. You know, if I just want something that's a little bit change of pace, share that with people more often than not. It wasn't unique or crazy enough to where I just would hate it. But the Bonded was good for what it was, but I'd probably lean the other way. If I got them, though, I'd probably get both because the bottle shapes are great. Like Jack Daniels has a fantastic bottle. Like, and we've learned that from their special release stuff, just the regular Jack Daniels bottle. Like those bottles are iconic and the labels are really, you know, really sharp. And so, yeah, if I go get them in there, probably what's going to happen is I'm going to go to ABC and they're both going to be there one day and I'm going to just pick them both up. And that's going to be that. Though it's not necessary. So, but yeah, good little tasting here.
Cool. I like it.
Nice.
That's going to wrap it up.
What else you guys got?
That's it. I'm good. This was productive. This was fun. We learned things. Even though you
learned how great a wrap.
A crappy bourbon for bourbon month.
Well,
which is a lesson for bourbon. Not all bourbon is great. So,
yeah,
all bourbon is great if you're drinking with friends. I wish I could have been doing that tonight, but you guys will have to do. If you guys watched or listened to this, if you guys hit the share button, if you can like, retweet, subscribe on YouTube, all of those things, we would certainly appreciate it. Leave a review if you're on iTunes. We'll be back next week with TJ week number 3. Hopefully these guys won't hate me as much then. TJ, Brendan, Ben, cheers.
Cheers.